Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Kekin for Jane Lindholm. The Roman goddess of agriculture, Ceres, has been weathering the winter storms for over 70 years atop Vermont State House. This month, she's getting a bit of a makeover. For a little history lesson on the goddess, Jane Lindholm spoke with Christopher Starr, a classics professor at Middlebury College.
Her name is probably related to the verbs meaning to grow. We don't know much about Ceres as an Italian goddess or a Roman goddess because early in her history, she took over the stories of Demeter, whose name may also be familiar to people, Demeter and Persephone, or Proserpina, as the Romans called her.
Mm-hmm.
The main story is that Demeter, or Ceres, was the sister of Jupiter and also had a daughter by him. He wanted to marry that daughter off, Persephone or Proserpina, to his other brother, Hades or Pluto. Ceres was very unhappy with that. The daughter was raped and stolen off into the underworld. What Ceres did ultimately was she withheld grain. She withheld the fruits of the earth from that period. Humans were dying out or on the brink of starvation. Jupiter realized something had to be done. He decided to give the daughter back to the mother. But there was one slight problem because Proserpina had eaten, the famous story, she'd eaten some pomegranate while she was in the underworld, so she had to stay there. Depending on the version, it could be as much as 6 months down in the underworld or only one-third of the year. So she's given back to Ceres, and the earth is fruitful again. Ceres is related back to the upper world, happy in Olympus. Humans are happy, and then, of course, this also suggests a relationship to Ceres with the underworld down below. So she's an interesting goddess in that she has relationships to the sky, to the earth, and her relationship to humans, of course, but then to humans also in the afterlife, because especially in the Greek tradition and continuing on to the Roman tradition, she was seen as a goddess, part of the Eleusinian mysteries, that she could grant humans a better afterlife in some way or other.
And the name differences, the Ceres and Demeter, yeah. I mean, that's just the difference between the Greek and Roman names in the same story.
Exactly. We don't know much about the original goddess at all. I mean, we know she had an old temple on the Aventine. She was likely connected to the plebeians, so the common people of Rome, as might be expected. She had a temple on the Aventine. She had a yearly, very important festival yearly in mid to late April. But we don't really know what the original Italians, so to speak, the original Romans thought of her. That early on, Greek influence, even by the 5th century early in Rome's history, had become so powerful that the Romans, it seems, forgot, or whether willingly or not, forgot their traditional myths. They realized the Greeks had this goddess Demeter, and they took over that story. Ceres, as I said, the name probably is related to grow. Demeter is similar, though. We're not actually sure what the day part of Demeter means. It may have something to do with grain or barley in Greek, but the mater afterwards is mother in the Greek. So that is that idea, you know, something connected to the earth, an earth mother, that sort of goddess. And what the Romans typically did was they said, oh, well, you have a god of war. We'll take your stories of Ares and attribute them to Mars. You have Zeus. Well, we'll take those stories and attribute them to Jupiter. You have Demeter. We'll take that story and attribute it to Ceres. So they were victims of what I like to think of as reverse cultural imperialism. As they took over people, you know, they would gain the territory, but they also were willing to incorporate the histories and the literature and the art of all their cultures, mostly Greek, to the point that they forgot their own original stories and culture as well.
Well, and the idea here, of course, between the, you know, the being fruitful and having a nice lush earth for part of the year and then the dark, cold, not fertile earth for the other part. I mean, this is a way to explain winter and the differences in seasons.
I mean, it seems to be an etiology of why we have winter. Of course, winters were much more milder, of course, in the Mediterranean. But what's interesting, it seems, is that what this story is about is, on the one hand, it seems that the humans already had agriculture, but in a lot of versions, agriculture becomes the gift of Ceres after this. One of the humans, she hides among humans, perhaps in Greece, sometimes in Sicily, depending on the story. And
while her daughter's in the underworld.
While her daughter is in the underworld, correct. And she actually gives the ability to sow seeds to humans. It's a little unclear whether humans had the ability already, or the earth just produced everything spontaneously, or after she got Persephone back, she granted this gift to humans. So there's a lot going on here about where the seasons come from, and perhaps also even, you know, where agriculture comes from. It's very different for the Greeks and the Romans, in contrast to the Genesis story, where, right, from the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. The Romans looked at the origins of agriculture actually as a good thing, that humans were somehow subhuman before it, that they just ate acorns and grass. And that thanks to Ceres and thanks to this incident, humans actually were able to progress, and agriculture was a good thing. And, you know, it's the origin of what we have now.
So the Ceres at the Vermont State House is depicted holding sheaves of wheat. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. As I said, she's the goddess of agriculture, but specifically cultivation of grain or wheat. So that is her main attribute, and then the main thing that she's known for. It's not just agriculture, but specifically grain. So yes, it does make sense.
So it doesn't make sense to have her in, you know, we shouldn't retouch her with maybe holding a milk bucket?
Yes, no, not milk or things like that. Not a pastoral god in that sense. Perhaps for Vermont. I think the Romans would have liked Vermont a lot, or at least traditional Romans, that it is such an agrarian society as well. But no, definitely grain. The original sculptor got that right as the main attribute.
Apparently, an early rendering of the proposed state house shows the figure of freedom on top of the dome instead of the goddess of agriculture. But, I mean, obviously, as we know, Ceres prevailed. Do you think that it is an appropriate sculpture to top Vermont State House?
The more I think about it, the more I realized that Ceres is one of the lucky goddesses from the ancient world. I mean, most people, I realize, know the stories. But in terms of representation, she's probably one of the few that's used in official capacity. I know the state flag of New Jersey, for example, has Ceres on it. And I believe there's maybe one other state that has Ceres atop the State House. This is the one goddess, as I said, who made it. Usually we do have abstract concepts like Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, for example. But as far as I can think of, this is the one goddess for various reasons, perhaps, you know, through the Christian tradition and how she was adopted as a protectress of grain throughout the centuries, that I think it is appropriate, and I think it is interesting, and it's something to really celebrate both Vermont's agrarian society and the continuation of something very specific from the ancient world.